cool, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool.
Let's do it, guys. Second podcast of the day, Monday, April 1st. It's not an April Fool's joke. We are going to preview UFC Vegas 90. Crazy. We're almost at UFC Vegas 100, Marcel. It's crazy to me. It'll happen by the end of the year, probably. Keep doing shows in the Apex. We got the rematch between Brandon Allen and Chris Curtis. 13 fights in total, I believe. So I think we just, you know, what's the point of wasting time? Let's just jump into it. I'm going to hit these really quick comments, and we'll start reading the card. We got Tristan, Oscar Gates, Antoine. He's talking about Goddard. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of strange that we haven't seen him. But again, he doesn't really do, I don't think, events in Atlantic City. I'm sure you'll see him back, I would assume, at UFC 300, Mark Goddard. I would imagine so. All right, let's get into the card, Marcel. Again, 13 fights in total, guys. We have odds for all of them. I always ask you this. What's your overall thoughts on this card before we break it down? One by one.
It's an okay card. I only think it's kind of a weird bout order. That's all I think.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I think that's definitely fair. All right, let's get into it, Marcel. Well, again, we're going to start at the first fight, work our way down. Work our way up, I should say, on UFCstats.com. Let's start with the first fight here, Marcel. First fight of the night, we have Nora Cornell taking on Melissa Mullins. And the odds for this one, Marcel, have Mullins is favored. Minus 325, Nora Cornell plus 260. So at first I'm like, wait, Melissa Mullins, because it was Melissa Dixon. So yeah. I think she got divorced from her husband, who's a fighter as well, James Dixon. He's fighting in Octagon. So that was her husband. And the only reason I know is because Bisping had said it on – because they're English, right? Bisping's like, oh, there's her husband in her quarter. He was her head coach. So now I think they're divorced because your name is different. And I did some detective work and that guy's got different girlfriend now or something. So that's why the name's different, guys. Because at first I was like, wait, who's this fighter, right? Like, I was like, who is this, Marcel? It was a little weird. But she is a big favorite here, and I agree with odds. I mean, I'll just say that right now. These odds are correct, I think. When I saw the fight now, so I'm like, yeah, this girl's pretty good. I mean, she's a pretty good fighter, Marcel. And, you know, comes over from Aris, where I want to think she was a champ there, wasn't she?
She beat Darius Lesnik.
Yeah, that's a big win. She knocked her out. She has two wins in Aris. She wasn't a champ. I was wrong. But she had two wins there. The UFC's like, we have to sign this girl. Like, she's good. Yeah. And then she beat the Arena girl in her debut. Gritty fight. Gets the win there. Looked good. You look at the way the fight went. I mean, she had a lot of control time. You know, once she got on top of her opponent, it was, she just controlled her. She did get dropped in the fight. She did get dropped. That's something to keep in mind, but I don't think it's going to hurt her. I know Cornell is a decent striker. I did pick her in her debut against Edwards, and she won that fight as an underdog. I want to say she was like the only underdog that won on that card, the Paris card last year. She might have been. But I picked her, and I thought she's like decent. I think she's like okay, but I just think Mullins will be able to get her down to the ground, dude, and grind her. Because if you look at that last fight, Jocelyn Edwards had 5 takedowns. So, and 8 minutes of control. And I think that in this fight, you know, Mullins, she'll do damage too. Like, she's not just going to lay there. She'll do damage. It's going to be a bloody fight, I think. I think Mullins wins the decision. That's what I think. She gets on top, ground and pound, and wins on points. I think she's a good, solid winner here, guys. The odds are obviously shit, minus 325. You wish it was closer. I was hoping it would be closer. I'm like, okay, hopefully the odds makers don't know this, but they know who's going to win this fight, I think, and I'm pretty confident she wins. So what do you think, man?
I feel the same way, man. If you look at both girls, yeah. I think Mullins didn't look great in the first round of the fight against Irina Alexeva, but she came back in that fight and she won.
Yeah.
Nora Cornole, she got pretty lucky, man, with the decision. Let's be honest. I thought close. That Justin Edwards won the fight, to be really honest.
A lot of people did,
That said, I think Mullins will use her ground game in this fight, and I think she will win. I'm also with you with the unanimous decision.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, I think she could get TKO. I think it's possible with ground and pound. I think it's possible. Because, again, she did defeat Daria with ground and pound, Marcel and Aris. So, by the way, Andrew asked, you're a hardcore soccer fan. You are, right? Hardcore?
I'm a big fan of Ajax. That's my team, you know. And you have, like, in the second division, you have MVV. That's, like, local team here. It's also a pro club. I'm also supporting them, obviously. But, yeah, Ajax, my team. So,
is Ajax in Holland? Is it
Yeah, it's, oh, okay. It's Amsterdam, pretty much.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's the biggest club in the Netherlands, but... yeah, that's pretty much my team. So, I support them. Yeah. And... many people are really big on like these country tournaments, you know. And of course, I want Netherlands to do well, but I'm more of an Ajax fan than I'm like a Dutch national team fan, you know? So there you go.
For sure. All right. Nox, a scrapper she is. And she did beat Daria, who, you know, looked decent in that fight. All right, let's get back to the breakdowns. Next fight, Dylan Budka taking on Cesar Almeida. Interesting middleweight fight here. Two guys from Contender Series. The odds opened, like, I think they were like a pick 'em, and now like some early steams come in on Budka, although it's balancing back. But yeah, Budka, -155, Cesar Almeida +130. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this fight first, Marcel. What do you think about this one?
I think Budka is going to shoot immediately, man, to be really honest. And I know Almeida did well in this Contender Series fight. But that's pretty much, I think, if Almeida can keep it standing, he wins the fight, you know, because he's a former kickboxer. He's also pretty good. He has a win over Alex Pereira. He lost twice to him as well, but he has a win over him as well.
Yeah.
I'm going with Budka, man. It's MMA. It's not kickboxing. I think Budka wins the decision.
I get it. You know, I do get that. And I think a lot of people will pick Budka. I think there's going to be, like, sharp money on him. I get it. Because, you know, in MMA, a lot of times you're just like, who's a better wrestler than this guy is, right? So I get it. But, and I get it, he's also 24 and the other guy's 36. So I understand all that. But I'm going to hit the button, Marcel. I'm taking a dog. Hit the button. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to take a Sean Cesar, man. Because for me, it's like, I think that he's got a few bullets left in him to get some wins in the UFC here. First off, man, I was really impressed with his win in Contender. You know, he goes in there against a guy with more experience. Lucas Fernando got an LFA champion and then he beats him. He did get taken down a couple times, but like immediately worked to get back up each time. Like, I was very impressed by the get up game. And on the feet, he did a lot of damage. I mean, I'm pretty sure there was a 10-8 round or a couple scorecards. There was two scorecards had 10-8. So to me, like, that was a nice UFC debut. And I'm, you know, Budka, he's kind of interesting too because he's got 9 fights in 2 years. So he's been fighting like crazy amount of fights. And then he gets signed off this really shitty fight in Contender. It was a really shitty, terrible fight. And I was surprised he got signed. I don't hate it because I think he's a decent prospect. But also, like,
a very short notice.
And this is short notice too, right? That was short notice too, right? Yeah. So, but I also feel like the style is not what they would sign too, because I think he's just a pure grappler with like not much else. So I don't know, man. I mean, he might win the fight. Like, obviously, he's the better grappler. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And like, this is the thing about this fight. I think whoever wins will look like a big favorite. I think you'll either have Budka just dominating the ground or you're going to have Cesar stopping the takedowns and knocking him out. That's what I think. I think there's 2 ways this fight goes.
Yeah.
And I'm leaning towards the dog. I think Cesar can knock him out. I really do, because I think the striking is – the level is just so much better. And I think the get-up game's enough for him to get up. So we got the dog, Marcel. You made it pretty clear I'm taking the dog. So I'm with Cesar Almeida. +130 dog. Okay, a couple comments. Tristan likes Cesar too. Kyle, what's up, man? BS finished 1 second. With Mullins, yeah, it was a little early. I agree with that. But, you know, here's the thing. Like, the referee's not looking at the clock, right? So, yeah, they heard that clapper thing, but it doesn't mean that they'll know it's, you know, 1 second left. And even then, if they feel like this fight should be stopped, yeah, there's still time on the clock, technically. Talking about Holland. Antoine, can you save the soccer questions for after, man?
I can give him that one.
Sure, give him that one. But after that, yeah.
I think he's amazing, man. One of the best strikers right now. I really like Holland, so.
Fair enough. Love Almeida, me too. I like it too. Have to agree with you, Adam. Okay. It's supposed to be a dog. It's a Glenn bought it for Marcel. It's supposed to be like a dog, like the dog barking. So
this is actually,
Marcel.
It's actually Jean Silva, is this from the Contender Series, the Brazilian guy.
Yeah, you told me about that, which is crazy. And speaking of John, this is a great segue. It's not John Silva, we got John Matsumoto taking on Dan Argueta here in the UFC bantamweight division. And interesting fight, Marcel. You know, odds for this one, Matsumoto -185, Argueta +154. So despite Dan having all the experience in the octagon, he's a decent underdog here. And Matsumoto, undefeated prospect, coming in here as a big favorite. Yeah, I mean, I think this fight is interesting too. I think I kind of feel like it's a little tricky because I think Matsumoto is, a pretty, good prospect, Marcel, undefeated, obviously, but hasn't really been tested against anyone that's like that great. And Argueta does have 4 or 5 fights on the UFC, 4 fights, his 5th one. So he's fought some good guys and he has looked good at times, but also kind of the last fight, not the greatest. And then, it's weird. I think he's like the only guy that has back-to-back no contest in the UFC. I've never seen that before, but I think Dan is decent. I think he's a decent fighter. I think he can be a live dog here. It's just not a fight I have a great read on. Cause again, I just, you know, I haven't seen enough from this dude, from G Matsumoto. Like, he looked good in contender. I'm glad they signed him, but I don't know, man. What do you think about this one? I'll take Matsumoto, by the way, but I wouldn't bet on this fight personally. What do you think, though?
Yeah, man, I think it's gonna be a difficult fight, man, actually, to pick, because we know our Geta fight. Matsumoto is a big talent, man. I was impressed by him against Casey Tanner in the Contender Series. The thing is, first UFC fight is always difficult, and Argueta is an easy guy to win against. Argueta's last fight and two fights ended in a contest, one because of the early stoppage against Ronnie Lawrence, and the other because Johns got the fight overturned because he won against Argueta. Yeah. I think we'll be close. For me, it's kind of a pick-em. I know Matsumoto is a favorite. I'm going with Matsumoto, but I'm far from convinced, you know?
Me too, and just a couple of comments. Tristan likes Matsumoto. That's what would be the competition Brazil. Yeah, I just look at his record. I just don't know the guys, but like the records are good, so I'm sure they're okay. Quite nice card as always. Jamie, you love every card, man. Let's be honest. Like you're a hardcore fan, like me, dude. But I'm with you. I think this card could be. I think hopefully after last week, it's gonna be like a nice return to form.
You see, Adam, don't think I'm a hardcore fan. It's like you're a hardcore fan like me. I didn't say like us, but
yeah
what, like can us. I say? What can I say?
I don't know why I fucking said that. Like us. I mean, like everyone in this chat. I mean, if you're fucking listening to you're all hardcores like us, man. Let's be honest. Like you wouldn't be sitting here like at 6:30 on Monday, you know, not with your family eating dinner and doing this instead. So we appreciate you guys. All right, let's go back to the card. We got the women's flyweights going at PR Rodriguez taking on Cynthia Calvillo. Calvillo lost 5 straight fights, so I mean, it's actually women's strawweight. My apologies. But yeah, Calvillo's got to win the fight here. I'll just say that. Odds for this one, Rodriguez is favored. She is minus
150 or something.
Minus one. What? Sorry, I don't know why it's not. There it is. Minus 160. I typed in search, like it came up with Marina Rodriguez. No, we didn't want Pierre. Minus 166 and then plus 140 on Calvillo. So yeah, I mean, I get it because you know Pierre is just you know fresher than Calvillo. Calvillo, 5 straight losses is hard to pick fighter with 5 straight losses to win. It really is. And you know, I will say this though, her fights were competitive though, you know, with Godinez and Nunes. They were somewhat competitive. I thought she was completely done after Andrea Lee finished her with that corner stoppage. I was like, man, this girl does not want to fight anymore. You know, I really did. But since then, she's looked better. It's just that she hasn't been getting her hand raised. And then you have Pierre here who, you know, beats a couple like bottom end girls and Hughes and Hansen. And then she gets a step up against Jillian and gets submitted. So it's just hard to know because Jillian Robinson is going to submit a lot of people too, right? She's not like a scrub. She's really good. If Calvillo gets her down to the ground, can she submit her? I mean, she used to show submission skills when she came to the UFC. We haven't seen it in. You know, she has 3 submission wins in the UFC, but we haven't seen one in 6 years. So it's been a while. I feel like Cynthia is a live dog here, Marcel, honestly, because I don't think Pierre is that great. But I still have to pick Pierre to win. I can't pick Cynthia. I think Pierre can win the decision here. It's just, there's, again, no way to bet on this fight. What do you think, man? Doing it?
Well, we're going with Calvillo in this fight. I think she wins the decision. Really? I think she wants a decision. Yeah, man. I mean, I don't think she looked that bad in her last fight against Lupe Godinez. I actually thought she won the fight. So,
I did too.
Yeah. So, and I think she knows she has to win here, you know. And Cynthia has I know she has a 5-fight losing skid. Still, I think she can win the fight on the ground with Pierre Rodriguez, man.
Yeah.
And I'm going with a decision for Calvillo here, man.
I mean, I think it's very live. So, again, it's, you know, a fight that I think is dog or pass. Calvillo is a little bit older, but you know, again, way more experienced in a higher level competition, and you know, she is coming off those losses, but they were competitive fights, man. Very competitive. So we'll see what happens, Marcel. I don't blame you at all for taking the dog. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We have the men's bantamweights when Haile Alatang takes on Victor Hugo. And the odds for this one are Victor Hugo is a small favorite, minus 125, Alatang plus 105. So, like, almost a pick-em, but slight lean towards the UFC newcomer, Victor Hugo. So, the odds for this one, I just talked about the odds. The actual breakdown, I mean, again, I don't personally think I have a great read in this fight, Marcel. You know, and I don't like forcing picks and bets if I don't have to in this fight. It's like, this Victor guy looked good in contender. He has a really good record. He's fought good competition. He should win. He's a long win streak. He should win. But at the same time, Haile Alatang has been fighting really good opposition in the UFC for a while now, Marcel. And you know, pretty competitive in most of his fights. I don't think he's like amazing, but I'll tell you right now, that win over Chad Helliger aged pretty well, hasn't it? I think it aged pretty well.
I agree.
So, and also that one over Dan, I know that guy's cut now, but the Bakary Denao guy, that guy was a good win too, you know? So he's competitive. I mean, listen, he's not great. I just think he's a live dog too. So it's just like, again, I have to pick Hugo, this huge win streak. And again, he has fought some decent guys, and he's definitely, you know, it's interesting. They call him Striker, right? That's his nickname, but he submitted the guy in this contender. So he's definitely dangerous, man. I have to pick him. But again, you know, Haile's a tough dude. He's hard to finish, and he's going to be there for 50 minutes. So I don't know. I mean, this is an interesting fight, and the odds are, I think they're going backwards. People are betting on Haile Alatang. So what do you think about this, man?
Yeah, I feel like it's a close fight. You know, I think this one is difficult to pick. I also are with you. I'm also going with Victor Hugo. I'll pick him next time if he changes his name in Boss. So it's Victor Hugo Boss. But yeah, I think he wins the fight. I think we'll be close, but I think he probably gets a decision here. I don't see a finish, to be really honest. I know he finished a lot of his last fight, but I think Haile isn't easy to finish. You saw with Chris Gutierrez, so yeah.
Tristan, he's a fight ready, isn't he? Haile, he's training with those guys, is he?
But I cannot give you a conclusion. I'm not sure.
Tristan would know, but I think so. I just looked at his tweets also, or his Instagram post. Also, he was doing some training with Freddie Roach, which is interesting, at the striking camp. What's it called again? You have to know this. You know Freddie Roach, obviously the boxing guy. What's that camp called? Herself.
Sorry?
Freddie Roach, what's his camp called? The one in Vegas, that boxing camp. What's it called? I should know this, guys, and I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Well, Wild Card Boxing Gym. That's yeah, Wild Card. I mean, I'm just saying he was there too. So
Glenn, who's Silva?
Probably he meant Hugo, right?
Well, do you mean do you mean Hugo? Yeah.
Yeah, he's fought a crazy amount of weight class. I saw that as well, Glenn. All right, let's go to the next fight here. We have Norma Dumont taking on Jermaine Durandamy. I'm going to tell you guys right now. So I'm just going to read the odds. Minus 192, Norma, plus 160, Jermaine. Let's just hit the button right now. This is a consensus dog. This is a consensus dog. I think the wrong fighter's favored in this fight. I think the wrong fighter's favored, guys. I really do. Jermaine Durandamy should be the favorite in this fight. You know, she really should be. It's just because she's 39 coming off of like a four-year layoff. But she's the better fighter. She's the better striker. I think grappling can hold up here. Also, you know, there's a lot that I like about Jermaine. I think, you know, she's proven herself to be one of the best women's fighters of all time. I think she's probably the most underrated women's fighter, Marcel, to be like women's former champion. I don't think she gets her due. She has good wins. Look at this. Raquel, Juliana, Holly Holm. I mean, dude, those are some good wins, right? Great striking, good power. Only lost to Amanda in the UFC. And Amanda had to take her down, Marcel. Like, she couldn't really stand with her. Yeah, I was at that card. That fight was really boring, but I don't blame Amanda for doing what she had to do. But yeah, I mean, Jermaine, and then we saw in their last fight, the ground game, like some improvement there, right, by submitting Indiana. So in this fight, man, listen, Norma Dumont's done, you know, a good job lately, but I got some question marks first off about the weight cut to 135. I mean, I think she's going to really struggle. I think she'll miss weight probably. And even if she can make the weight, how much is going to take out of her? A lot. Where's she going to get that 50 pounds off her dump truck, Marcel? That's not happening. I don't know how she's – or not 15, 10 pounds. How is she going to drop 10 pounds? And she was already in pretty good shape, dude. Like, so I don't know how she's going to do it. I think she'll really struggle. I think she'll come in at, like, 137, 138. Like, I think she'll really deplete herself. Anyways, getting back to her, I mean, listen, she has, you know, won in the UFC, but, like, the opposition has not been the best. It's been whatever featherweights they could find. And she's done what she has to do, but it's like she wins pretty easily, but they're not like impressive wins either. And then the few times she was challenged, you know, Macy Shasson was able to kind of grind her out. And then you also had here's the fight I'm thinking about, the Megan Anderson fight where Megan knocked her out. And I understand that was her debut, and she's obviously improved since then. She's worked on her striking, but dude, I think there's a huge striking level difference in this fight. Like, I think it's massive, and I think the wrong fighter's favored. I really like Jermaine Durandamy in this fight. I don't care if she's coming off a 4-year layoff. I think that, you know, it's hard to pick fighters off those kind of layoffs, Marcel, but the ones you do, GSP, Dominic Cruz, like legend-type fighters. And Jermaine is one of the women's legends in the UFC. Again, one of the most underrated women's fighters of all time. You look at that resume, dude, it's very good. I think she wins this fight, Marcel. I know you agree with me, dude.
Yeah, first of all, massive disrespect to put her on the prelims of a fight night, you know. UFC would never do that to Misha Tate or Holly Holm or Juliana Pena, putting them on the prelims of a fight night, you know. No. This fight should be on the main card, in my opinion. I thought about it. I don't know how Norma's going to beat Jermaine. I mean, does she going to take her down and hold her there? That's pretty much the only way she can win that fight, I think. Because striking-wise, Jermaine will walk through her, you know. I think Jermaine finish her early, probably, to be really honest. Yeah,
I'm with you. I think the TKO prop is the one we go, guys, because if you look at Jermaine, like, she's a very low volume striker, but she'll connect with big shots here and there, and it really changes the rounds and also the fight.
By the way,
you can knock her out. What are you gonna say?
What Tristan says, she also has a knockout win over Larissa Pacheco as well in the UFC back then.
I completely forgot about that. So I actually bet on that fight. That was UFC Dallas. That was on the I think that was the GSP Hendricks card. I want to double check, but I think it was. Was it? Let me double check here.
What's the paper for my thing?
Yeah, it was on. Not GSP Hendricks. My bad. I meant to say Pettis Dos Anjos. It was also in Texas. My bad. I mean, I think they both were, right? Yeah, Dallas. I don't know why I said GSP Hendricks. Hendricks was on the card against Matt Brown. My bad. Anyways, dude, I mean, that wins age well, but I was going to say, I remember I've been on Pacheco and I'm like, okay, this girl's like a really good prospect. And I'm like, never again after that.
I think they look way too much into that. She hasn't fought for 3.5 years, you know?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, but she had a kid, right?
She had a kid. Yeah. And she was supposed to come back last year, but she didn't. And then now she's
still a cop, by the way. Is she still doing that?
I'm not sure. I don't think, to be really honest, I'm not sure. Now, I'll ask her on Wednesday.
Is it your interview, right? Yeah.
So,
dude, I think she wins by knockout. I think that's like, remember the fight with Megan Anderson? I think that same thing happens here. I really do. Jermaine will find a big shot and hurt her bad. That's the way to go, guys.
By the way, Glenn, this is our first fight with Dominance.
Oh, God. If she wins, do you think she gets fast-tracked to, like, the top of the division? Because she did beat Juliana Pena in her last fight.
I think she deserves to be on top of the division, man, if she wins. But at the same time, I think the UFC really hopes that Kayla Harrison wins against Holly Holm, and they're going to give her a Raquel Pennington. That's what I think.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's get to the next fight, guys. We do have a consensus dog once again, Jermaine. You randy me.
Nice. All right,
we'll go to the next fight here. We have two veteran welterweights, Cormier McGee and Alex Morono, going at it. Morono's favored, -298. Cormier McGee +240. I mean, I'm all over Morono in this fight.
Sounds kind of nasty, but I agree.
Dude, I mean, how could you pick Cormier McGee? I mean, what is he, 40? Turning 40 this year, but it's an older 40. Like, the amount of wars he's been in, first off, and then the knockouts. The last two fights, he was brutally knocked out by Matt Brown and Jeremiah Wells. And he went, like, a long time without getting knocked out more. So I think the chin, like, I talked about it with that other guy, Angel Pacheco, last podcast. Once your chin goes to you, it's going to go. It just goes. He goes in there against Alex Morono, who is, you talk about underrated fighters. I mean, he's got to be one of the most underrated guys at welterweight. Like, I think he's really solid. He's been in the UFC a long time now. He's had a lot of fights. He's a good fighter, well-rounded. How does Court win? Like, I don't think he'll grind Morono out. I know his takedown defense isn't the best, but I don't see Court being this, like, amazing wrestler that's gonna, you know, take down Morono. I think Morono keeps his staying, just outstrikes him, maybe knocks him out, probably knocks him out. What do you think?
DQ by IPO. I also think Morono wins, man. I think Morono is one of these guys who is, like, kind of underrated in the division. Yeah. At the same time, he loses a fight. I think this can get him now towards top 15, and then he loses it against Joaquin Buckley, for example, you know. But I mean, in hindsight, that's maybe not a bad loss by decision. But I'm on Morono as well. I think he's the younger guy. He has more upside in this fight. I'll pick him as well by decision, probably.
Yeah, I mean, decision or knockout, I think, are both possible here. All right. Well, next fight here, Trevor Peak taking on Charlie Campbell, UFC lightweight division. I mean, holy fucking shit, right? For this fight. Like, I can't see this fight being boring, dude. I can't being boring. And this is main card opener, right? So this is the perfect main card opener for Apex card, to be honest with you. Like, it's a really good bout order here, I think, having it fight first. Odds for this one, Charlie Campbell's favored, -192. Trevor Peak, +160. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I'm going to pick Charlie Campbell by knockout because I think he's the better, cleaner striker and everything. But, man, I wouldn't be surprised if Trevor Peak was able to like withstand the big shots and then knock him out with like a counter punch or something. It wouldn't surprise me, man. Kind of like that Chris Duncan fight, you know, where he was going to war. I think it'll be like that. I think it's gonna be that fucking war. I think it ends probably in like the first round here. I'm gonna take Charlie Campbell because I just think he's the way more technical striker, dude, and he has big power. And Peak, I know he's got power, but the striking is just there's a lot of holes. I'll just say that, you know. I will say though, you know, it was interesting to see him go for takedowns his last fight. That was so weird, right? Like it's the Muhammad Diarra guy. I couldn't believe he was wrestling him. It does show that he's, you know, he's well rounded. But I don't know. I mean, I just think Campbell will be able to keep it standing and then probably get him there. But again, you know, I think that Peak is. I kind of think he's a live dog too, a little bit. I don't know. What do you think about this one, man? What do you think about this fight?
Yeah, I'm also going for Naomi's brother. I think Charlie Campbell is going to win here. I'm sorry, I'm such a bad joke.
Screamer, or was it?
She's a model.
I think of Nev Campbell. Or thinking, is that what I'm thinking about?
I said Naomi Campbell. Yeah,
I know, I got it wrong. I think that's the girl's name from that movie.
Yeah, you check it. I'll talk. I'll go with Campbell here on this fight. I think I think this won't make it out of the first round, to be really honest.
Nev Campbell, that's the one I thought you said. My bad.
Okay.
But no, I think so too. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. So Peak did his camp in Colorado, Bang Boy. I mean, he's kind of interesting, man. He's kind of an interesting guy because you know he's got a good. He's tough as fucking hell. He's got all rounded skills apparently. And Campbell's been knocked out. I don't know. I think Pete's got a chance, but he's just the technique is not there. Yeah. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got Walter Walker making his UFC debut, taking on Lucas Dreschke. Did I say it right? What?
Is Walter Walker the first fighter ever to use his brother's first name as his last name?
That's so fucking crazy. What? Are they half brothers, these guys?
I don't know, but I know that Johnny Walker's real name is Walker Johnny Barra
de Souza. Johnny, I know. It's so weird, right? I know. I know. I remember when I met him in Brazil and his manager, the Lucas guy. I don't think he's with him anymore, by the way. But Lucas is like, yeah, his name is actually Walker Johnny. I'm like, what? What? I was like so confused. What are you guys talking about? Anyways, Walter Walker is favored here. -360. Dreschke +285. So I think he's the biggest favorite in the card. Yeah, I mean, I think he knocks out Dreschke. He's going to send Dreschke packing from the UFC. Dreschke is not UFC caliber, man, at all. Which is too bad because, you know, I thought he beat Budai in his debut, but since then it just looked bad. And then the last fight was really bad against Cortez Acosta. And I know that guy's a good puncher and everything, but Walter Walker, you know, big power, good wrestling too. Dude, he's a pretty interesting prospect. The Clean Monster is an interesting nickname too, I find. I guess he's just technique is really clean. I think that's what he's saying, but... You know, he's a big dude. Yeah, man. And Marcel, he takes guys down and beats them up on the ground, too, right? So he's a guy that should win this fight. I think he'll win by knockout, probably first round. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm afraid Lucas cannot buy his wife after the fight at Dreschke. I think I think Walter wins, man. This is a pretty much a setup fight for Walter Walker, to be honest. Dreschke looked bad in this last two fights. And I actually think he do look pretty decent against Budai, where he lost a split decision. He could have won that fight, I think. But, the last fight against Waldo was bad, you know. The fight against Carl Williams, he got taken down at will. Now, Walter Walker, I got to go with him. I know it's his debut. It's always like difficult to pick somebody with such a big favorite on his debut, right? But I got to go with Walker, and I think he knocks him out pretty much. So, yeah, Walter Walker.
No, I'm with you. I think he's an interesting prospect at heavyweight for sure. And I've used that word way too much lately. But anyways, go back to the next one. Ignacio Bahamonde is taking on Christos Giagos in the lightweight division. Ignacio is a big favorite to you, -345. Giagos +275. I mean, there's no way I'd pick Giagos here. I haven't been great picking his fights, man. I gotta be honest, Marcel. Like, he's had some upsets I didn't really see coming in his career, but I can't pick him here, dude. I'm really high on Ignacio still. I know he lost to Klein. It wasn't like a great performance, but Klein is really good. And like, I don't want to take too much down on my stock for this guy because I think he's solid, man. I think he's a good striker. I think he can submit people too. I think he finishes Giagos. I think a knockout is most likely because there's more of a striker and has that one submission win. But I think a sub is also possible, man. Giagos is a guy that can be subbed pretty easily. So, yeah, I mean, I think Giagos is going to have to like really just grind him out, wrestle Ignacio if he wants to pull this off. He is probably got the better pure wrestling here. But I think that, you know, he'll keep it standing, Ignacio, pick him apart and finish him. So Ignacio inside the distance. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, Gyagos, he kind of did, I think he did well in the first round against Zell Huber, right? And then during not the UFC, but yeah. After that, he got finished. And Bahamondes, like you said, he lost to Ludovic Klein last time. But I'm also still high on him. I think he's still young. He can still improve. I like him a lot. Wouldn't be surprised if he even finishes Gyagos, man. But I'm also with a decision here.
Decision? Okay, that's interesting. I just feel like Gyagos is durability is a question mark personally. So, yeah, Gyagos, yeah, he's got it, but he's got cardio issues too. I think it's a late finisher, Marcel. All right.
Yeah, I'm with you, actually. Yeah.
You're right? Like, I think he's got cardio problems personally. So, I mean, not to say I don't either. My cardio is not very good either, but we're talking about fighters here. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We got Morgan Cherrier taking on Shepe Mariscal, featherweight division fight. Close odds for this one too, man. Morgan Cherrier -125, Shepe Mariscal +105. I'll let you start, man. What do you think about this one, dude?
Yeah, fun fight. I like it a lot, actually, but I'm going with the underdog here. I really like Shepe Mariscal. He looked good against Trevor Peak. Remember, that was a crazy fight. Oh, and yeah. I think the Jack Jenkins one, yeah, I mean, he threw him in the air and he injured himself, Jenkins. I think Shepe is a really underrated guy, man, and he really got me over in his last couple of fights. If you look at Morgan Cherrier, I mean, he had a good win over Manolo Zecchini. But he was supposed to beat that guy, I still think, you know. And before that, he did pretty well in Cage Warriors, but there were really difficulties to find opponents for him, you know. And the guys he had to beat were Jordan Vucinic and Paul Hughes. He lost to both of the guys, both by close fight, but he lost to them. Yeah. I think Cherrier, very fun fight to watch, fun fighter to watch. But, yeah, I'm picking Shepe Mariscal. I think he wins a decision here.
I mean, I feel like this is another tough one to call. I mean, the odds are obviously, you know, pick them almost. Mariscal is clearly a live dog. I mean, there's no doubt he's a live dog. I think the line's gone down to you. I'm pretty sure Cherrier opened. It's a bigger favorite. Went down a bit. My pick would be Cherrier, Marcel, to maybe knock out Mariscal. I know he hasn't been knocked out in the UFC, but he has before. I think that's kind of where I'm going because that's kind of what Cherrier does with the knockouts. But I can't pick. I can't bet on this. I'm not confident enough to even pick it. So. Yeah, I mean, I'm on the fence, but that would be my lean, you know, if you had to ask me. So it's only a slight lean, though, Marcel. I know you've had a few of those fights on this card, too. Like, this pretty good matchmaking on this card, I would say, overall. All right, we'll go to the next fight here. We've got Damon Jackson taking on Alexander the Great Ape Hernandez. Odds for this one. Hernandez -198, Damon Jackson +164. Yeah, I'll just start right now. I mean, I have to pick Hernandez. I just can't pick Damon Jackson after the last couple of fights. You know, getting knocked by Ige, Quartel grinding mode. He had that nice run where, you know, really culminated with that crazy knockout over Pav Sabatini, and then talked about his brother, I think, passing away like the day before or something. It was crazy, right? That crazy story. Like, I like Damon Jackson, man. He's a good grappler, dude. Very good. But I think the striking is, you know, an issue. And Hernandez, you know, again, his takedown defense isn't great, but I think at featherweight, it's going to be a little better. As long as he, like, conserves his energy, I think he'll be able to grind this one out for 15 minutes. But again, you know, a featherweight man, he's different, you know? He's different. He did get dropped by Bill Algeo, so his conditioning or durability might be a little worse. I don't know. I don't love him at featherweight, you know? I still will lean him. He is the favorite here. I think he'll win decision probably, or maybe knock out Damon Jackson, maybe. But I also can see Damon, you know, hurting him and then submitting him too. I think it's possible. So what do you think, man? I'm curious your thoughts on this one.
You pretty much said what I wanted to say. You know, I'm also going with Alexander Hernandez by decision. I think Damon definitely has a chance. I think we'll be can be close to fight, but I think Alexander gets his first win at 145 here.
I think it's possible too. So he is, again, 2-1 favorite. What's up, Alfonso? Maybe Cherrier hits harder than P. Probably not, but again, it's a different. He'll go, like, he'll mix up kicks to the body and stuff like that too. So we'll see what happens though. Main event time, rematch, Brandon Allen taking on Chris Curtis. Odds for this one, Brandon Allen -205, Chris Curtis +170. They fought in 2021, and the odds for that one had Brandon Allen was a -375 favorite and lost as a big favorite, and then Curtis +255 dog. So Curtis coming in here at short notice, filling in for a Marvin Vettori. Brandon Allen coming into this fight on a nice roll, Marcel. Obviously,
six fight win streak.
Yeah, he's just, and he's finishing a lot of these guys. He finished his last five of his last six fights by rear naked choke. I mean, he's got to be one of the best guys to ever do the rear naked choke. Like, I was looking at his, like, actual, like, you know, not just UFC, like, his whole record. Bro, most of his wins are by, like, rear naked choke. It's pretty crazy.
Got a real big question for you here. What do you think is better, rear naked choke or rear naked poke?
No comment. Let's say that. All right, let me take on the fight. No, but seriously, dude, he's 11-2 in the UFC. I mean, he's good, you know? He's really good. But one of the losses is to Curtis, right? He got knocked out, and Curtis looked, you know, really good as a dog in that fight. Curtis is up and down in the UFC, very up and down, but he's definitely a pretty good striker and good takedown defense on paper, 92%. So if he keeps it standing, I mean, Brandon Allen's a good striker too, I think, you know? But Curtis is very dangerous, dude, and Curtis, you know, is very durable too, so... Yeah, I still think he's going to get submitted, though, at the same time, man. You know, after saying all that, it's like, I know he's only been submitted, I think, once, but I still think Brandon Allen, just the improvements and everything, and just the next level grappling skill, the cardio, I think he'll submit him late in the fight. That's kind of what I'm thinking here, man. What do you think, dude?
Knox just stole my line. I want to say I'm all in on Brandon Allen. So thank you, Knox, for that. Yeah, I'm all in on Brandon Allen. I think he wins by submission in the second round. That's my pick. I don't think Allen is the guy who makes the same mistake twice. You know, he will be he will be on the lookout to not get caught this time, I think. And he leveled up. I don't say Curtis doesn't, but he leveled up in my opinion. And I like Allen a lot. So yeah, going with Brandon Allen.
Yeah, like, here's the comment. I'll throw it up on the screen here. Blake doesn't like the card. Blake, I think the card's okay. I mean, it probably could use a few more fights, but, I mean, it's an Apex card. We know what they're going to be, so yeah. Overall, I think it's a decent card. I mean, I think there's going to be some fun fights, but not a lot of name value either, you know? I do like that it starts at 3 p.m., though. It's nice that it starts at 3, done by, like, by 9 for us. For you, it starts at 9 and done by 3.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but that's okay.
Are you 6 hours or 5 hours right now? What time is it right now?
Six. We went to summertime. Right? Yeah,
I thought so. Okay. All right. So really quick, just really
was really convenient this during the card, going from 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. Absolutely loved it.
I believe you.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I know. All right, quickly, let's go PFL, like really quick. I don't want to spend too much time talking.
Okay, yes, but... we're just kidding. Go ahead.
No, I know, but okay, how about this? I'll just ask you this, because honestly, guys, I don't care enough about it. I'll probably watch it just because on Thursday I don't have my daughter this week, so I'll probably end up watching it because, you know, what else am I going to do really on Thursday night? But
sure.
Yeah, I mean, is there any fight you're like really looking forward to?
I actually broke down this card with Santiago, but I cannot remember who was on the card anymore, so I'm not to think. What's the main event again?
Okay, I think it's Juliana Velasquez, right?
Oh, against Carmouche, yeah. Third time. I don't get why they made that fight again, to be honest.
I don't really get it either. I'm just trying to
find. It's men's heavyweight and women's flyweight, right?
Yeah, let me pull it up. I'll pull it up quick, but I want to go through this one really fast. I don't
like it. It's overall normally when it's the heavyweight and the women, it's the most sucky season fights of the three combined.
Yeah, I agree. You know? All right. Oh, wait, this is the wrong one, right?
No, that's week two.
Sorry, guys. I clicked on the wrong one. My bad. Here it is. It's on Thursday. Okay, so...
Oh, yeah.
Delia versus Valentin Moldavsky. Who do you think wins that one?
I have Moldavsky.
I was thinking the same. Goltsov should beat Vessel.
I have Goltsov, yeah. I have Carmouche. I have
probably James. Daniel James, yeah. I feel like him, too. Is he a dog? Let me check if he's a dog. Because I think he's a good underdog pick, right?
Yeah.
He's a dog plus 140. So,
Dakota Ditchafer.
There's a. I was just gonna say though, there's a consensus dog for PFL. Well, if you
want. Was Dakota
minus 650?
I thought it was something like that.
Yeah, I think I think she has a chance to win the tournament. To be honest, Blagoy Ivanov taking on Sergey Bilostini. Who is this guy?
He's pretty decent, but. He lost by DQ last time.
He's favored. He's minus 150. Yeah. I would still lean Blagoy, though. I don't know enough about this guy, but just the fact Blagoy is so much experience, man. I don't really remember this guy too much. He did fight. He fought some decent guys.
He lost by DQ but against Fortune.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, yeah. For sure. Okay, he's an interesting guy. But I don't know. Yvonne, look at the dude. Look who's fought. I know he lost a couple fights, but look. Dude, look at the competition, Marcel. It's pretty high.
Yeah.
You know? That's that one over Tai Two Boss, which looks, well, not as good now, but
Tyler wins.
Tyler's minus 1,000. Yeah, that's a steal. She should be like minus 5,000. Maori, I don't know. Popov.
Yeah. Going with Popov, going with Kana Watanabe. Yeah. I'm going with Jenna Bishop. I'm going with Lucas Brennan. I'm going with Jordan Heiderman, and I'm going with Bryce Meredith. There you go. You should check
the same picks as you.
You should go with. You should check Ty Johnson, and you should check his record, and you should check he has a win over a Dutch master.
Ty
Johnson. Yeah. Go further down.
Who?
Do you see there? By down, up. Which a little bit up, a little bit more up there between the two losses.
This guy? Oh, I've seen this guy before. Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, that's it, guys. All right, I gotta get out of here. I'll answer this question. Oh shit, we have a new matchup. Marcelo Cohen, Daniel James.
That's a rematch, right?
It's a rematch, right? Yeah. You think James?
Yeah.
All right, let's value Bishop. Yeah, I think she should win. She's a good prospect. Is Slim is fighting
Louis? Oh, Slim wins that.
I gotta finish up here, Marcel. One second. Go ahead. My daughter wants to play again.
Just finish.
Right. Yeah. Who are you picking in the tournament? Okay, let's just really quickly answer that question for Side Collectibles. I mean, I have to. You know what, man? Let me answer that next week because I gotta look at the cards more. Sorry, I don't have an answer for you right now, man. I have to look at it more. All right, let's end the podcast, Marcel. I gotta go play with a toddler here. So
yeah.
All right. So anything you want to say, Marcel, before we get out of here?
We're good, man. We're good. I'm sorry, guys. I have to go, and I want to go too.
No, I mean, we did 2 hours anyways. We went long in the first podcast. No, I need to look at the brackets more. Sign Collectibles. I'll answer it next week. I know that probably doesn't help you because you want to bet on it right now, but we'll see what happens.
You can ask in the Discord by James.
Yeah, right? I'll think about that as well. So anyways, guys, I appreciate everyone joining us. I hope you have a great night, guys, and we'll see you guys soon. All right, peace.
What?